Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Here we go. It's 8 past 12. Chad, Adam, Dave, all here. Bonus, dumber than we thought. Ask Adam anything. Bottom of the hour. Okay, Mark had the note. We have this disturbance, Robbinsdale, about 6:30. And it was supposed to be a shelter in place for that immediate block, Adam. Well, as Hennepin County's admitting, a mistake was made. And many people in Hennepin County ended up receiving the shelter in place alert when it was supposed to be for that narrow area. I think people should look at this and not, and yeah, people need to be blamed, right? What happened? Correct it. I will never, ever say this is a teachable moment. Never, ever puke, throw up.
Learning experience? Is that same? Can't say that again?
Same.
Can't say that?
Same general area. But here is what I'm going to say. If something horrible does happen, let's all hope it does not happen. Who are we going to trust? You know where I will trust? I work here. I will trust our radio station.
Yeah.
But how much information will we have?
Libs of TikTok. That's who I'm going to trust.
Libs of TikTok. I will trust Steve Bannon. Yeah. I will trust Marjorie Taylor Greene. Maybe that's the answer. 651-461-9226. Something really bad happens. Who are you going to trust? Wrong answers only.
Mike Lindell.
Mike Lindell. Yes. Alina Hababa. We will have, I mean, we should think we're more prepared than ever because of all our social media platforms. It will be worse because of our social media platforms.
It is worse because our social media platform, because there's so much misinformation and a macro level, including in this case. In this instance, I would say at least it was a macro alert instead of a micro alert, and not the other. Like, let's say there was a Hennepin County emergency, and
we
it was only
it to
went
one
to
block
one
in Robbinsdale. Yeah, the folks at Travail know to stay inside Travail, but the rest of us have no idea what's going on. By the way, I live in Hennepin County. Nothing.
You didn't get it.
Zero. This is borderline. Tell me your rain totals. This is borderline, but if you're in Hennepin County,
did you get the alert?
Did you get the alert?
And give us your rain.
And is it raining?
Wind? No. What's the wind speed where you're at?
And what is the wind speed? And how much are the gas prices nearby you?
Ding ding.
Oh my God! What a chomp thing that was. Neither one of you guys live in Hennepin County, and I saw some of the byplay where, well, I'm watching the Twins game, and I saw it. I was watching some of the Twins game. I was shocked. I was like, is this an exhibition game? Are they playing the Gophers? What's going on here? They were scoring and stopping a team. Oh, yeah, they're playing the White Sox.
Might as well be playing the Gophers. But
right.
No, I think it was interrupted on this radio station.
Did we? Do we know that? Do we have confirmation?
Yes.
It was interrupted here. Okay. Falsely interrupted here. Okay. Now, I'm a DirecTV guy. I got nothing. If I have DirecTV, am I just on my own? Is that what I'm saying? Xfinity, because you're paying somebody locally.
Yep.
You know, fine, we're with you. DirecTV.
Except in cases of national emergency.
You might get a phone. Whatever I call DirecTV, I think I might get Hong Kong. I don't know. So I will get Hong Kong staying, shelter in place. pretty embarrassing. Do you have faith if something happened here in our town? Just in our town. Then we'll get to the national part of it. 651-461-9226 in the stylesfinancial.com. Talking text line. How confident are you, Adam, something bad happens just in the metro area, let's say, that we will communicate it and handle it in the right way? Because I'm inclined to say in the metro area, I still have reasonable confidence.
I do, too. I think our emergency management division of the Department of Public Safety is fairly efficient.
Yep.
Pretty good. And, I mean, speaking personally, I think I'm biased in that working in this line of work that I do, I tend to have, I think,
liberal talk show host.
Better idea of whom to look at for trusted information than I think a lot of people.
I think you would have a number of other radio stations who are not traditional news stations who also would show their skills, and they would be excellent in this also.
Mm-hmm.
I really do.
Yeah.
I think in town, we would be fine. I do. And again, let's hope this doesn't happen. Nationally, I have hardly any faith at all, because it would turn into finger pointing.
Yep.
It would turn into conspiracy theory. It would turn into this is not happening. By the way, maybe it's not happening.
Yeah.
Where are you at now, Dave Harrigan, on AI? Because when I've said before, AI, my concern level, you've been kind of like, calm down. We're going to be fine. I think this election, we're not quite there yet, but it's about to be deep fake AI a palooza.
Yeah, I'm fine with it.
You're okay. You don't think it's going to be that big of an issue?
No, I think there will be issue. I think there will be, isolated incidents, but I don't think we're all going to learn that an entire campaign has been faked on AI.
No, but I think information is going to be skewed, and a lot of people
that's never happened before.
Who are further influenced, it's going to be even easier to influence them. And by the way, I'm not convinced I'm going to know every time it's AI.
And it's easier for people to deny things. That's the part that concerns me, too. Like, if something is legitimate, it's just so easy now to just say, well, that's not real. It was fabricated.
You don't need AI to do that.
That's true.
You just need social media.
Yeah. Okay, so Dave Harrigan, are you with us? Locally, you're reasonably confident, even with the screw-up last night. How about nationally? Because I'm dubious. I really am. If something takes place, now, maybe we will all come together and here's what's going on and here's a central place for communications, and people are normally pointing fingers at each other and blaming that in that moment, communication is going to take place. Now, what do we get going on?
I don't think this is what we're talking about. I hope it isn't, but.
Because on our TVs locally.
Oh, EAS required weekly test.
Weekly test.
Weekly test.
Okay.
Carry on.
Yeah.
Everything's fine.
Yeah. I don't know if we're handling that well, because all of a sudden the three of us are like, what's that?
It used to be late at night it would happen like clockwork during Letterman.
Yes.
Always during a good point.
Cheers, too. I'd be watching Cheers
and
sometimes.
Steve Murphy would interrupt my watching of
Yeah, thanks a lot, Letterman. Thanks a lot. One of the nicest human beings.
The soothing tones of Steve Murphy.
Great voice. Soothing. Perfect. Neither one of us is that confident. Are you confident?
It depends on what the emergency was. Nationally, it'd probably be more difficult to get people on the same page, but maybe they'll use what happened here yesterday on a national basis, make it a teachable moment.
Get out of here.
The mistake.
A mistake that's easily correctable.
Yes. All right. Where are you at? StylesFinancial.com. Talk and text line.
If you didn't hear it on CCO, you could hear it on KFAN. Unless there's a T-Wolves game.
T-Wolves game. We're going over all the things that drive me nuts. KFAN, T-Wolves, narrative, teachable moment. Oh, my God. My head buddy.
And don't forget the snow totals.
Yes, exactly. So wrong answers only. Who do you trust? Wrong answers only. Did you get an alert last night? Are you mad that you didn't get an alert last night? Who are you calling if you didn't get an alert last night? Did Jason DeRusha actually call someone with Hennepin County when it said on his Twitter feed, I reached out to Hennepin County? Did he actually reach out to Hennepin County?
I think he physically extended his arm towards Hennepin County and said, ah, it counts. Yeah.
I think it was Hennepin County tells me.
Yeah. Was it Hennepin County tells me? Yeah.
Wow. I'm going to look.
But. Is that Alyssa? I mean, Alyssa lives in Hennepin County also, so does she count? And how confident are you if something really bad happens at the federal, national level that our communication skills are going to be excellent? Because I'm a no. I am a no. 651-461-9226.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Are we going to play Taylor songs that are worth listening to compared to the recent?
It was not a bad idea, actually. Crossed my mind as I put this one in this morning.
Are you down on the latest Taylor?
I don't think I've heard it, but I've read the articles now that has the Taylor bubble burst.
Have you heard a Funeral Dirge?
Yes.
It's basically the whole album.
Oh.
It's very morose.
Okay.
They're down. Because their
life can't be hits.
Their life's pretty tough right now.
I was going to say. she needs a big breakup?
Yeah. Good luck, Travis, when that happens. It's not going to be good. Well, we're going to get to one of those questions with Ask Adam Anything in about 15 minutes. What is our music theme today, sir?
Well, we have made it yet another year. We've hit April 23rd. It is, of course, as you both know, National Talk Like Shakespeare Day. So we have songs where the artists are indeed talking like Shakespeare, making a lovely reference to the old bard.
Wow. La-dee-da. Okay, yesterday, Hennepin County, the false alert should have been just Robbinsdale. Did you get an alert? Did you not get an alert? Wrong answers only. Who would you like to get an alert from? And if it was at a national level, do you trust our communication skills coming together, fair, accurate, reasonable information? I'm a no. Among the wrong answers, Alex Jones. Yeah, I don't want Alex Jones telling me, although I will say this.
He's a demon. She's a demon.
Alex Jones, 420 is also Adolf's birthday.
Yeah.
Am I correct?
Correct.
Alex Jones put out some sort of tweet just calling Hitler an awful person, right? Something like that.
Good on you, Alex.
Bold statement. However, if you look at the replies, the number of people calling him a sellout is get in your basement and never leave your house ever again. Alex Jones ripping a guy who murdered, destroyed, killed 6 million people and probably would have tried to kill who knows how many millions more, calls him out, edgy, bold. Who else would have done that? And some of his followers, what's happened to you? My God. Manti Te'o.
Yeah, that's very good.
How about that one? How about the Manti Te'o? I live in Robbinsdale, four blocks from the incident, didn't receive anything, but my cousin in Osseo got the alert. It's probably not good. I remember when we used to check Twitter for urgent information from the airport, etc. No longer trust X for anything. You're more down in X than I am.
And it's not that that information doesn't exist. Is that it's no longer at the top of my where it used to be. You pull it up,
yep,
and it was right there, the latest news, and it's not anymore.
Yeah, that's fair. I was in Robbinsdale at the time, and I didn't get the alert. I mean, that's seriously. I got in Champlin, looked online, couldn't find the info, went to bed. Here in Bloomington, we saw the alert on TV. I never saw a lift, though, which worried me. That would worry you, right? I mean, if you're watching and you see that on the TV and there's no follow-up, do we feel like...
What's your next move, then?
That's what I was just going to say. I'm going to the internet. And what if the internet doesn't have anything?
You actually pick up the phone and call your police department?
I'm not leaving my place.
Yeah.
Dave, what's your next move then?
Safe room.
Percentage of people who actually have a safe room?
Not high.
I know one person.
Do you? I don't think I know a person. 5%? That seems high.
Lower.
Like, what do we get? Like, are we calling it a shelter? Like, with canned goods and just in case?
I'm thinking a place where you can hop in, you can lock the door, they can't get in from the outside.
I think over around 5%.
Really? Okay. If of the folks who are, they haven't, how long can they stay in said safe room? If I say a month, that they have enough stuff in there for a month, what's your guess?
It's probably fair, I think.
Dave?
Lower than 5.
Okay, but of the people who have it,
oh,
I honestly think they could stay in there for like 6 months. I think if you're that committed to have your safe room.
It's a lot of Pop-Tarts.
I mean, you got canned goods, you got weapons, you got TVs, you got a toilet.
Yeah, good luck lasting that 6 months mentally.
I hope you got the Odyssey app, you know. I mean, let's go there.
Naturally.
Josh chimes in and says the California psychics told him. I was in Honolulu when the alert went out about an incoming ballistic missile. I have zero confidence in the government's ability to use cell phones properly. Remember that?
Could you imagine that? Oh.
How many years ago was it? 5 years
ago? 5 years ago, probably.
Can you look that up? Think about that. That's what we had. How would you handle that? You look at your phone, an attack is about to take place in Rosemount.
January 13 of 2018.
So we're pretty close. Can you read the story more, what it said? Bring back Max Headroom for the truth.
There's a deep cut.
Yeah.
Pepsi commercial.
If anyone would want us to attack us, they should do it at 1 p.m. on the first Wednesday of the month. No one to pay attention. I got on AOL, asked Jeeves about the alert. Regrettably, I had trouble with the dial-up, so nothing happened. Your distaste for how modern KFAN is ironic. When 830 was stuck in the 1930s and Jerry Trafkin with his guy. My distaste. I only have immense respect. The person totally missed my point. I said.
I think that's a frequent texter who likes to point that out from time to time.
Okay. It's the exact opposite. But everybody over there is still a very good friend of mine. I think the station is fantastic. And by the way, I think in most crises when I was there, we kicked the station's butt. And I think they still do a great job. So that's a doofus. Apparently, I fell for it. George Santos, sure. George Santos would be helpful. Would be nice to hear if Adam caught a fish.
A couple of them.
If you go on trips by yourself, you'd be able to do spend 6 months in the shelter. So he was talking about taking a trip out to Vegas by himself. Then we found out he had friends also out there. Does that count as going on a trip by himself? Because he had dinner with them.
He traveled by himself.
Stayed by myself.
Stayed by yourself. Met up with folks at the concert, I assume, and
saw each other briefly at the show, and then had we had dinner and then went to the show the second night together.
Sat in the same area?
No, not even close. And didn't see each other after the show.
You went on a trip by yourself.
Thank you.
When did you find out they were going?
When they announced those shows, those people said they were there was a group of people that were wondering
those
about getting
people.
I was going to say, are they listed in your phone as those people?
So they were making efforts to get tickets, and when it got closer to the show, they reached out again. Are you going? I said, yeah, I got tickets to this night. And they said, oh, we're going this night, and maybe we'll see you out there.
Dobies. No, that's a Dobies. Solo travel.
Different
experience.
Flights. One yep. came from a different state.
Brian Williams, as Trump's yes. communication director, the only person I trust. Pretty amazing how Brian Williams did last and still was great. But man, oh man, did he lie horribly.
He misremembered.
Okay. Okay.
Being in a helicopter assault.
I mean, and the story kept getting blown up even further, you know. All right, let's have some fun with Ask Adam Anything. Ask Adam Anything. What do you got? 651-461-9226.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Can I turn the tables
yeah.
to start off? Can I ask you a question?
Of course you can.
I was coming out of the bathroom today when our program director was coming in.
Yeah.
And you know the state of the men's room on this floor.
It's awful.
But it was worse than usual, like it had been actively used. And I said, wasn't me. How bad does the stink have to be for you to actually say to a stranger coming into the bathroom, it wasn't me? And even if it was you, would you still say it wasn't me?
Which Supreme Court justice offered up, I know it when I see it?
Pornography.
Right? Pornography, right?
Oh, who was it?
Wizard White? I don't know. You know there's a certain smell where you get a look from someone.
Oof.
And, you know, maybe the wave in the hands or whatever, where you do say, was not me. A couple former employees who left working this place for very different reasons used to really cause problems in that particular bathroom.
Yeah.
I said yesterday, I'll say it again today, it's possible outside of the first floor, we work in one of the biggest dumps in radio in America.
Yeah.
Are we in the top 10 of the biggest dumps? For a major market radio station.
Yeah.
For a legendary, we are a legendary station. We still have chops.
I believe
in the station more now than I have since I started. I think our programming is damn good. But the building, get out of here.
Yeah. I was hoping, you know, they might tear this building down. Did you read that article?
No.
Yes. And I was thinking maybe they could do a 2-for-1, make sure we're out. Like, just have it to look up.
I want to ask Adam anything. Do you want to stay downtown? If we ever left outside of across the street in Rosemont.
I was going to say Apple Valley.
You know, outside of. I still enjoy downtown.
I do too.
I'd like it if, like, the company said, hey, we're going to pay for your parking.
That'd be
then
nice.
Then Dave wouldn't walk from Hudson.
Yep.
I mean, he drives from Woodbury to Hudson and then starts walking.
Yes. I do like the vibe of downtown.
You?
I'm okay coming downtown. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's the parking that annoys me.
Yeah. It's a pain. Likelihood that our guy George Soros, along with our liberal talking points, I haven't received him yet so
narrative.
Far. I'm a little disappointed, will say, I'm going to pay for your parking. It would just boost spirits.
I think it'd be a minor gesture to.
Yeah.
I guess it's not a minor, but.
I think for George, it would be a minor.
Yeah, for George, for sure.
Okay, what do you think about the Twins? What would guess? How many baseball teams have had a bark at the park, have had a dog event? 10? 15 teams?
Oh, in the majors?
Yeah.
I think it's pretty more popular than that.
More popular than that?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, where do you stand in that?
I love it.
I think it's great.
Yep.
I think it's great. Now,
as long as you're not doing it like during a playoff run when it's going to have big crowds, but if you're – you know, like this is perfect time of year to do it.
Note a dog hater, Jason DeRussia. There have been a number of times we've chatted with Jason where Jason gets bugged by when people bring dogs to certain places. I think one of our conversations in the last year was at a restaurant outside,
mm-hmm.
and the dog would not stop barking, and it bugged him. Do we think people who own dogs, because we have more events like this and more restaurants are encouraging, coffee shops, are going further than they should in bringing your dogs? And then what kind of tough responsibility is it for the owner to say, hey, you know, sorry, the dog is causing too much of a disturbance. You got to get out of here.
It's easier to do with a dog than it is with a kid.
Yeah.
But I'll say this, that dogs turn up just about everywhere now. And it's amazing. Like, you'll be like, oh, here's a dog. I guess we can allow dogs here.
Yes.
So.
There was a time at the Posh and Tony Country Clubs where there's no chance a dog would be there. And there's still plenty of Posh and Tony ones here in town. No. Horse breath all over the place.
Really?
Love it. I've never once been bothered by a dog on a golf course.
Mm-hmm.
Ever. We're outside. We're having fun.
Yeah.
You know, like if all of a sudden it's the biggest tournament, whatever, dogs, you know.
Leaves its business
or barking in the backswing, that might be different.
Your line of play, can you move that?
That's a
movable object.
How many dogs would we guess were removed from Target Field last night where they weren't obedient enough? Over under 3? Would we go under?
I'd say under, oh yeah.
Under? Would you say under?
I think they give the dogs a long leash.
Thank you. Thank you. How many?
I mean, it just wrote itself.
Yes. How many people were complaining about the dogs last night?
Well, they were just in the one section, right? It was just in the outfield, the one left field section?
So. Yes.
You couldn't have them everywhere.
No. And by the way, there weren't a lot of people there.
Right. What?
So there wasn't like a lot of complaints taking place. Ron is called in. Let's get to some callers here and your text. 651-461-9226 on the StylesFinancial.com talk and text line. Ron, thanks for listening. You're on.
Hello. I have a question and a comment. The comment first, you guys are really great at starting us down one path and switching us to a whole different thing.
Did Brad Lane tell you to call?
Yes. Brad, I recognize you.
No, this is which reminds me of my question. About 45 minutes ago, Adam was going to talk to us about slot machines, And Chad, as he is wont to do, diverted the whole conversation to this thing about a solo flight or whatever it was.
Yeah, yes.
But can you tell us your theory about slot machines?
Sounds like Ron's got a pen and paper ready because he's ready to go.
Ron, I'll just take a check for $29.99 made out to Adam Carter, and I'll send you my exclusive notes about what I know about slot machines.
I think Ron's Ron, you're looking for more info, aren't you?
Well, I was. I was kind of interested in what his theory was, but then Dad, he quite often interrupts his guests with
unbelievable
off the wall things that nobody cares about.
Yeah,
and I like his show, but stay on point.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, Chad.
He was getting. I thought he was friendly, and then he was getting mad at the end. Whoa.
And essentially, and technically, you were my guest.
Yes. Adam, I was watching Alien Resident per your random review.
Resident Alien.
Oh, okay. Like it a lot. Any other random review recommendations?
If you haven't seen Ripley.
Oh, yeah, you're all over that.
It's the best limited series I think I've ever seen.
Really?
I think it is. I mean, we're talking one season series.
Yeah. Are you done?
I'm done.
How many episodes?
I think it was 8.
Okay. Why is it so amazing?
The acting.
Let me change the topic here. Hold on. Let's. no, go ahead.
The cinematography is stunning. It's in black and white, but it's absolutely stunning. The guy who plays lead, Andrew Young, Irish actor, is phenomenal in a role where he just, I mean, it's just so good. Very, very well done. And I know they had the movie with Matt Damon many years ago. I don't even know if I've seen the movie.
So I liked it. Yeah.
It's the same story. So if you've seen the movie, you probably know what's coming a little bit. But
okay.
I was just brilliant.
Excellent recommendation. I'm in. 47 past 12. More of your texts and phone calls when we return on the Home of the Twins, CCO. Adam, what's the worst thing you ever said when you thought the mic was off? Probably pretty tough for you to answer that question. Right? Reading your texts here. Adam, is it better to wake up after having the most horrible dream ever and realize it was just a dream, or having the most amazing dream of all time and waking up and realizing it wasn't real?
The former. Having that nightmare and waking up and being relieved it wasn't real.
Yeah. Well, like today I was talking to Kathleen, and she said, I had one of the worst dreams of my life. And I said, was it about Quentin? She goes, yes, I don't want to hear a word.
Yeah. I've had those where it's just like I can't even speak about what that dream was.
I don't want to hear any of it. I went to the Twins game last night. Reading your
Biden
text.
Was reelected.
Yes. I went to the Twins game last night. The dogs were great. They showed famous dogs. They found lookalikes in the ballpark. Great. They also played a doorbell chime throughout the game. Great night, actually. Yeah. I like it.
Also, 9 dogs on the field wearing White Sox uniforms.
They won't appreciate
that. Hey,
Japan is West United States. Why do we call it the Far East, Adam?
I've always wondered that, and why Europe is still considered the West.
You can try to solve that for us?
Well, that's west of the traditional Eastern powers, I guess.
I think that's it, right? Our friend Mike in Minneapolis is called in. Mike, always a pleasure. What's on your mind, sir?
Hi, guys. Saturday was record store day. I think I'm within Chad's 3-day window to say I hope you had a happy record store day, Adam. And my question today is kind of a Minnesota music-related one. Now that the season's over and we're not seeing Travis Kelce's girlfriend every third down, do we still think that the Taylor Tot is a hot dish?
We were just talking about that, about whether or not the bubble has burst on the Swift Mania. And
No is the answer.
Yeah, I think so, too. I mean, everybody can have a clunker of an album, and it's not going to ruin her. But
yeah. I don't know. It just seems to just not the mania that it was during the season.
A lot of it has to do with the NFL and the tie.
Yeah.
Brilliantly, by the way.
The question is, Will it still sell astronomically?
Yes.
Right? Will it still be the highest selling album or however we're consuming music for the entire year? Is that a given? My guess is yes.
I think it's more than likely, yeah.
Right? It's her most criticized work in a long, long time, though, right? Mm-hmm. Does she have fun with that at all, do we think?
Or does it motivate her, you mean?
Yeah.
Does she get ticked off?
Well, when she gets ticked off, we know what she does. Yeah. Is she now going to write songs about every music critic? I saw something, and it's not the first time I've heard it. Why don't the exes respond to her? And I guess they don't respond because they don't want to have another song written about them. Isn't that the most obvious reason?
Or they have fun with it?
Some of the songs, I don't think you really want to have a lot of fun with it. They're pretty mocking, to say the least.
I don't know why. They probably are scared of the Swift Army.
Yes. Adam, will the Vikings draft the best player available?
That will be in my newsletter. My newsletter's back. It's coming up, the draft edition.
Adam, if you were a ventriloquist.
Who says I'm not?
And Chad was your puppet. What's the most incriminating thing you would have him say?
I've got a list.
Oh, my God. The things you would make me say, that would be...
Do the old trick where I'm drinking water and you're still talking.
Do we have any prominent ventriloquist now?
The guy who's in Vegas. Who is that?
But isn't he the guy who's been doing it out there forever?
Yeah, but he's still, I think, massively popular.
How about a new segment on the show? Ventriloquist talk on the radio.
Jeff Dunham.
Jeff Dunham. That's the one.
That's right. Are you going to go hang and bang? You know, normally you tell us you're going work out. Going to do that later this afternoon?
Get it in before the game.
Yeah?
Two games.
Wolves,
two tilts.
Wolves fever. Man, the NBA was amazing last night.
Yeah, it sure was.
Oh, so good. Thank you, sir.
You got it.
Adam, is Jordana back tomorrow? Just you solo?
Thursday. Back Thursday.
Thursday. Are we doing Dumber again tomorrow?
Yeah, want to do it?
Let's do bonus Dumber. More of Adam tomorrow at 9.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.